The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, Hugh Hewitt, welcome to the Rundown, which consists of the pre-rundown, the rundown, and the post-rundown, but all of it brought to you by ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 gets you started on ReliefFactor.com. I talk about it three times in my daily show, at the bottom of the first hour when I take it, and then in hours two and three when I remind you to take it, depending on when your commute begins, because ReliefFactor.com works. It's the only supplement I've taken in 30 years of broadcasting. I've declined every other opportunity to take a supplement. And I'll tell you why. Because ReliefFactor.com actually works. I carry in Curcumin Resveratrol Omega. Temporary relief for the relief of minor aches and pains. Temporary support for the relief of minor aches and pains. And you can't do better than that three-week starter pack, $19.95. With that in mind, let's get to the pre-rundown rundown. Good morning, America. Pre-show here with Hugh Hewitt about to come up on the rundown. I have been awake most of the night digging up audio, and most of it is the Pittsburgh speech. So Joe Biden was announcing taxes yesterday. I think I'm going to start with cut number 10, because Joe Biden is no more a union guy than I'm a giraffe.
And not only that, at the very end, he's saying it's about time the unions got their fair share again. Look, there's lots of things you can say about this whatever bill that they're trying to force on
the tax hike. Just call it the Biden tax hike.
The Biden tax hike. But one of the things it is, it's a giveaway to the unions to try to give them more money. Because one of the things that's in there is taking away right to work.
Massive, massive tax hike, end of right to work. Then he talks about COVID having killed 50, I have it here in my pocket. He's really kind of back to the old Joe we know, which is great. Then President Biden goes on to talk about his infrastructure plan, which I want to remind everyone is a tax hike. And so, in fact, his comparing it to the interstate highway system is not correct because that's not a tax hike. And then finally, no one making under $400,000 will have their taxes go up. That is a lie.
Which is a lie.
It's families. And by the way, that's a lie.
And that's even a lie.
It's anybody who's going to get $1,000 from grandpa when he kicks. My grandpa left me $1,000, and I wouldn't have gotten it under the Joe Biden tax plan. That was when he died at 101 because the estate tax was far lower than it was going to be. And then it was cut by Reagan, then it was cut by Bush, then it was cut by Trump, and now Joe Biden's taking it back to, my gosh. Luckily, we've got Mitch McConnell saying, if you want to do an infrastructure bill, we'll do an infrastructure bill.
But this is not it.
Now, the First Lady was in California, which is rare.
Yeah, and this is actually just kind of a fun little clip. It's not anything to do an entire show over. She's doing a Cesar Chavez speech out in Delano, California, and she's at the end wants to rally the five people that are socially distanced there, and she says, "Say it with me, Cesar Chavez."
What is that? She going to the California Speedway?
I don't know where she's going, but she was trying to go for Cesar Puente, and she got about this close to it.
Okay, so we got to play that. But mostly we got to talk about Joe Biden's tax increase. And you may please, this Easter weekend, I want you to have... I'm also going to try and pronounce the correct Hebrew greetings. You can say good Yom Tov. You can say Gut Yom Tif. You can say Chang Samayach. You can pronounce Moedim L'Shamayach.
I think you just started a new war in the Middle East.
Well, I don't know. Sure. I'm going to have Dr. Michael Oren from Israel on.
I think you've just now commenced with hostilities.
Have you got Dr. Oren in 333 yet? 533?
I have
833,
sure,
whatever, 933.
I'm fairly sure we can make that happen.
You're sure about that?
I'm fairly sure we can make it.
Because we need our pronunciation guide.
Did you see the news that Donald Trump is entertaining a run in 24? Did you see that cut?
We know that. I found that. That was from Right TV with Laura Trump. I didn't know you'd seen that. You get up this morning? You normally just roll in here and I tell you what I've got.
Of course.
Okay. So, no, and I'm not going to play all this John Kerry. He does send me some audio, people, and he sends me John Kerry, which he knows I can't play.
But Mother Earth is screaming at us.
No, it is the week of Easter, and I cannot play John. Does he mention? Was he in Vietnam? Does that come up?
I still want to know where his magic hat is.
Okay, we're not playing John Kerry. So I found all the audio this morning, and we'll get right to it. Stick around, America. The Hugh Hewitt Show is straight ahead. The Rundown is straight ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this. There has never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Do you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? Anytime you go online, my friends, your internet service provider can see every site you are visiting. You think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? No, they're not. Trust me. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app, tap one button to protect yourself, and it's done. It's that simple. I trust ExpressVPN to protect my online data because they're rated number one by CNET and Wired. And they stand for my values. So now is the time for you to take a stance. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/Hewitt. You get 3 extra months for on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now.
It's the story.
I know that yesterday I spent a lot of time on the show denouncing the Joe Biden tax plan, and the president actually called me last night. So the president listens. And at the end of it, he asked me to join the team. I don't know what to do. But I really don't. President Nixon told me when the president of the United States asks you something, you normally do it. 1-800-520-1234. He said, if you're so concerned, I'm paraphrasing the president of the United States, if you're so concerned, become the co-director of the Infrastructure Overwatch Committee, which is being run by Andy Slavitt, I think. He told me, I think it's Andy. 1-800-520-1234. Now, a deputy doesn't really control. 1-800-520-1234. I'd like your advice. Should I take this? And by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, I did not get punched in the face yesterday, although it looks like that. I've been off to see the dermatologist in the Irish diet, which is to visit the dermatologist every 3 months and have a pound of your flesh taken away because you were a lifeguard in the days of when you put on baby oil to get tanner. So we talked for about 10 minutes, and I'm always very straightforward with the president. Always say whatever you think. I'll be happy to do it. I didn't say I'd be happy to do it. Good to talk to you, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. 3 bags full, sir. And I think they want my honest opinion. I won't like any of it. I live in D.C. They're going to look into whether or not I can continue to do the radio show. I don't think it means leaving to do the radio show. I just think it means going across the river every day to the old executive office building and saying yay or nay on the money. And I got to tell you, I'm tempted. I don't know that they would actually let me decide anything. But I said, can I do the radio show? And they're going to look at that. And I'm going to look and see whether or not I can do that with Salem. Ansem, Naples, Florida. What do you think, Ansem?
Hi, Hugh. It's Anton, A-N-T-O-N.
Oh, sorry. Is that German?
My dad was born in Hungary, and there's German in the family, yeah. Hugh, he wants to take you out of what you do so effectively. Do not fall for this.
Well, I asked if I could do the radio show.
Oh, yeah, okay, but he's not going to let you.
Well, I might not do it if I can't do the radio show. Someone's got to give Dwayne a job. Dwayne is not opposed. All right, thank you. So you're a don't do it, Ansem?
Don't do it, Anton, right?
Anton, okay, thank you. Ray, Blue Ridge, Georgia, yay or nay?
How you doing? No way, don't do it. He's trying to steal your 6 million listeners. That's all he's trying to do.
But I asked him if I could keep the radio show. By the way, he was very nice. I'm not surprised. Very charming. All right, that's two no's. 1-800-520-1234. I could maybe stop the Solyndra of the future. I can't stop the tax hikes. I have no. It's after the bill passes, and there would be no interference with my radio show. I don't know if Salem will let me do it, so I have to call Edward Atzinger and find out whether or not I can do it. Very nice to talk to the president. I went and saw President Trump in December, so I've talked to two presidents in 4 months, which is a lot more than I've done in 10 years. Let me see. Perry in Denver. What do you think, Perry? Go ahead, Perry. What do you think?
I say do it if you don't mind wasting your time, but make your argument, stand your ground, state your case, and give it your best.
Okay, you're the first one. Again, I'm not quitting the radio show. If you're just tuning in late, some of you get in the car late. Got a call from the president after the... I spent all day just completely and utterly denouncing the tax plan yesterday. And the president called me yesterday afternoon, which would be evening in the East when he got back from Pittsburgh, and said, I hear you love the tax plan. That was his joke, Joe Biden joke, right? The president said, I hear you love the tax plan. And I said, no, Mr. President, I don't. He said, well, come over and come to work for me. You know Ron Klain. I do know Ron Klain. I know a bunch of the people. I know Andy Slavitt. He's been on the show. John in Indiana. What do you think, John?
Morning glory, Hugh.
Morning glory.
Hey, I think you should do it because I think that we need reasonable people. You know, and the more reasonable people we could get surrounding the president, the more reasonable people we could get in there, I think the better.
Well, I am the most reasonable person in America, but he's awfully charming. I'm afraid, you know, I know how it works. They give you an office on the fifth floor next to the Indian Treaty Room, which is up on the fifth floor of the old EOB. The lawyer's office was down on the first floor, and the NSC's on the second floor. And then the elevator does. I know how it works. You wouldn't have much influence, but at least you... That's a yes. Kent in Iowa. What do you think, Kent? 1-800-520-1234.
Yeah, good morning, Hugh. I'm going to say I got two comments here. I'm going to say you need to do what you think is right for the country. But I'm going to say that how you're approaching this, I think you're right. And on Monday, I called. I'm the farmer that called. And
you were very famous. You're very famous. A lot of people heard you. A lot of people heard you.
I got one more comment on the death tax. You've got to look at it a little bit like a Roth IRA. You know, you put in after-tax money into a Roth IRA. It grows in mutual funds, and you're supposed to be able to spend it tax-free.
Well, yeah, I told him that. I'm not changing my position. He knows what I think about it. I'm going to continue to talk today to prove it if I do this. It's just... I'm not sure I want to work for Team Biden. The president said I'd see him occasionally, and I appreciate that, Ken. I got to get to Laura in Ohio. Laura? No, Scotty in Michigan. Scotty? Go ahead, Scotty.
I wouldn't get involved if I were you. You know, they're just trying to take you off the track.
All right. Which part of Michigan are you from?
Right outside of Detroit, Port Huron, Michigan.
Okay. So you realize, of course, that the Michigan Wolverines have not beaten Ohio State in 16 years.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know that. Thank you, Scotty. Laura in Tennessee. Or no, Cork in Tennessee. Hi, Cork.
Yes, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura, go ahead.
Absolutely not. Don't do it, Hugh. There's an ulterior motive. You talk about how charming he is. There's an ulterior motive. He's being charming for a reason.
Well, charming people are not to be trusted. I have believed that for a long time. Charming people are not to be trusted. Thank you, Laura. Is it Harley or is it Ben screening today? Because they're all screwed. They're trying to go as fast as possible. Okay. 1-800-520-1234. Got to get advice on this. Donna in Arcadia, Georgia. Donna, what do you think? Oh, Donna, go ahead.
So he's going to be working for a communist radical.
Wait, you're on the air, Donna. He's not a communist.
Well, you know what? They're not going to listen to you. You're going to be working for people in the background, because he may be charming, he acts charming, but he's not, he's got dementia. He's
okay, you're a no. Oh, I got it, Donna. Thank you. Jim in Cleveland, Ohio. Go ahead, Jim.
I say no. I think they're playing you. That's why he called you immediately.
You think they're playing me?
Yep.
Do you think I can be played?
No, but they're going to try.
Cleveland, Ohio. You're the salt of the earth. You're a Browns fan, aren't you?
I am no sports fan at all.
Jim, do me a favor. What's the date today, Jim?
Today is April 1st, and I am not fooling you. but I guarantee they are.
Jim, President didn't call me yesterday.
Thank God.
I love April Fool's. I'm not going to work for Biden, America. Not going to do it. He didn't call. Happy April Fool's Day. I'll be back with the news after this. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent on the Hugh Hewitt Show. The fact is, the internet never forgets. There has never been a more important time to protect your internet activity, your digital data. That's why I urge you to get ExpressVPN. Everything you search for, watch, or click online can be tracked back to you by big tech companies, and they do it. They match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. That's why you need to switch, and I switch, to ExpressVPN. On your computer, on your phone, every IP address is masked by a secure VPN server, which makes it harder for websites to identify me. Plus, you can use ExpressVPN on up to 5 devices simultaneously. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies. Go with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt. To get 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Hewitt. To get 3 extra months for free, go to expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now to learn more. Hey, now I'm a believer. 22 minutes after the hour, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. A good holy Thursday to you. Alex in Florida. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Hugh. How you doing? Happy Holy Week.
Thank you.
My answer is no. I would ask, what is President Biden's motivation?
Oh, Alex, you must have left the house and gotten into your car, didn't you?
I am in the car. I'm driving north.
But did you start listening to the show in the house and then go out and get in the car?
No, I left at 3 in the morning.
So you didn't listen to the whole segment then?
Why is that?
It's an April Fool's joke.
Oh, I didn't hear the whole segment.
No, so... Sorry, Alex. I gotcha. Ted in Missouri. Good morning, Ted.
Good one, you.
You know, I do love doing that. You can't do it every year with the audience. You can only do it every 4 or 5 years, but it never fails, right? I told people I was going to be John McCain's press secretary once after he beat Mitt Romney in 08, and that went on for 3 or 4 segments. That was pretty good. But we had one caller who just dropped who said not everyone was born in Pittsburgh. She got it. But actually, many people were born in Pittsburgh, and they weren't just Pittsburgh. The last caller was a Clevelander. 1-800-520-1234. Holy Thursday. Greetings to you. We'll have a lot of guests coming up. Senator Tom Cotton's coming along. Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida's 6th Congressional District will be along. Brett in Ohio. Hi, Brett.
Hi. Hey, please do not join the Biden team. He's just trying to draw you in over there and occupy your mind and take you away from your base.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Jeff in Texas.
Yes, sir, Hugh, don't do it. It's a scam.
Now Jeff,
join up with them. They'll change the rules of the game, and you'll end up holding on to the dirty end of the stick.
Jeff, you and Brett listened to the first segment, and then you didn't listen to the end of the first segment or the second segment. What day is it today?
Today is Thursday, April Fool's Day.
Oh, my God. You dog. You dog.
Good one. Bravo.
You dog. I had 15 people call, but I told them, like, that was like a half an hour ago. You must have left the house after I got people. For folks turning, I began the first segment saying President Biden had asked.
I was taking a shower. Come back to the show.
So you were in there thinking in the shower, he can't join the Biden team. He just can't join the Biden team.
Exactly. I was like, oh, my God. All right, man. You have a great one.
You have a happy Easter. Bye-bye. It's not even fun when I do it to Dwayne. I've sent Dwayne to LAX some days. And one year we got Dwayne to go down to Mexico to pick up some burritos. Dwayne is pretty easy to fool.
Lies. I told everybody yesterday that if you called me or texted me, I was going to ban and mute you. I was not going to answer a call from you for the next 24 hours.
During the next break, I'm about to call both of my children who are abroad and toy with them. I just do it every year.
Do you really think they're going to fall for it?
Well, I called up my son who works for Congressman Michael Waltz. Yeah. And Congressman Waltz is coming on. And I wanted to tell him, your boss is drunk. I've been talking to him. And he answered the phone sleepily. It's April Fool's Day. You know, I've been doing it for so long. It's kind of tough to get him anymore.
I would think that they're pretty immune. You have inoculated them, not with two doses, with about 30.
Among my favorite, when my youngest son was 10, I called him from on the road and told him there was a bear on the hill outside of our house, and he ran out of the house in his underwear to look at it. And then when my
that was stupid.
That
Why
was
do
fun.
You go run out to the bear?
Right to the bear, because you're 10 years old. And then when my older son was in high school, I called him in high school and said, the police just called, your car's on fire in the high school parking lot. And so he ran out of the high school to his car. But I think my favorite is I called my daughter once and I said, look, I got to decide, a BMW sponsor is going to give us a blue or a red Beamer. Which one do you want? And she wanted the red one.
I remember that one. She didn't speak to you for a month.
No, I know. It's just I do have them inoculated, though. It's really tough now. It's a lot tougher than the radio audience. It's tougher than the radio
because
audience.
Because the radio, there's more turnover in the radio, and you've got new people every month.
Every month, and Joe, you dog, did you get that on tape?
Yes, except you were laughing over it, so you spoiled it.
You dog.
Dog-faced pony soldier.
Let me just, I should call up Kurt Schlichter and tell him I'm going into the Biden administration. That would be good. Let me play Joe Biden's greatest hits yesterday. Cut number 10.
Gas me and say to Bobby, my good friend. He asked me back there, he said, do you ever get nervous? And he said, because I got up this morning, made breakfast for my kids. So I got to introduce the president. And what I said to you, Mike, you did a heck of a job. But I'd get nervous if I had to get up in the middle of the night, climb up a telephone pole, replace in the middle of a storm a connection that knocked out everybody's electricity, put a transformer in. That's what would make me nervous. So what you did was really good. I couldn't do what you do, pal. I couldn't do what you do. And I want to, and it's true, Mike, you're a union guy. Me too. I got in trouble, but I don't make any apologies for it. I'm a union guy. I support unions. Unions built the middle class. It's about time they start to get a piece of the action.
Joe Biden is no more than a union guy than I'm an astronaut. I'm a union guy, actually. I've been a member of SAG-AFTRA for...
You are more of a union guy than Joe Biden is a
union guy. I've been a member of SAG-AFTRA for 30 years. I'm a SAG-AFTRA card-carrying member, the benefits of which are when I turn 70, they send me a few hundred bucks a month because I've been working in SAG-AFTRA jobs forever. And I will also get the screeners for SAG every year, so I get all the movies. That's the benefits of SAG-AFTRA. They have a pretty good health program if I choose to enroll in it, but I don't. But I'm a union guy. Actually, look for the union label. I'm a union guy. Joe Biden is no more a union guy than I'm an astronaut. And he's about to tax all the union people who have built up a little nest egg and want to leave it to their grandkids. You've all just gotten screwed by Joe Biden. He smiles, but he's going to take all your money. As Fred Barnes said yesterday, he wants all your money. That's what Democrats do. They tax everything. The Wall Street Journal editorial this morning, here come the Democrat taxes. I told you about it yesterday. I'll talk about it next hour. Taxes, taxes, taxes. Stay tuned, America.